Hi, I'm Nadia Nadim, and I'm a football player. I started playing when we came to Denmark in 2000. Started in a refugee camp because we had like these awesome fields beside the camp. That's where I fell in love with the game.
Nadia Nadim was 10 years old when she arrived in Denmark. She was with her mother and four sisters. They were escaping from Afghanistan, where the Taliban had killed her father.
Suddenly there was no war and you have a safe place to sleep and you could be a kid. Like, it was so normal that everyone was just having fun, and it wasn't really a big deal. No one was like telling them not to do this or not that. And I felt that the game brought so much joy to all the players doing that, and we wanted to be a part of that.
Nadim feels very integrated in Denmark, where her mother lives and where she studies medicine at Aarhus University. She became the first nationalized Dane to join the country's national women's football team. And she was named Dane of the Year by one of the country's largest newspapers. Denmark is considered one of the most equal countries in Europe and worldwide. It comes only after Sweden on the European Gender Equality Index. Yet, Nadim feels that her adoptive country lags behind when it comes to granting women equal rights on the football pitch.
Coming to a country like Denmark, where equality should be a priority, I was surprised that it wasn't. I was actually disappointed to see how, especially in football and sports world, how unfair it was. As a football player, you have an obligation to fight for rights. And this is basically human rights to equality is one of them, you know. Why is it so much different? And in a country like Denmark, why are we still thinking like we're in Stone Age?
It's the final of the Women's European Championships. Enschede is set as the...
In 2017, after winning the silver medal at the Euro Cup, the women's national players demanded a better contract and more money from the Danish Football Association, or DBU. They even went on strike and missed a World Cup qualifying match, putting at risk their qualification. The situation was so tense that the players from the men's national team stepped in. They offered to pay 67,000 euros a year from their own incomes to level up any differences. The DBU declined the offer. Given the limited resources available within clubs, women rely heavily on the pay they receive from the national teams. Mette Bakker is the only woman to sit on the board of the DBU, surrounded by 16 men. She is also a member of the Women's Committee of UEFA, the Union of European Football Association. We spoke just before a game. I asked her whether she thought that football was still a men's game.
If I see from the perspective I have in the board, I have to say yes. Sorry. Because it's culture. The boys, the men, they started the football. And perhaps it's a fight, intense fight, about power, about money, about resources. It's very easy to see when you're sitting in the board. The first thing you think about is boys or men. It's not natural to think girls or women's football in it. So you have to have someone whose responsibility is to think about girls and women's football, or we will be forgotten.
Finally, in November 2017, the pay gap dispute between the players and the DBU ended up with a deal. The women's side negotiated a four-year contract that improves health insurance coverage as well as monthly allowances for female players, bridging the gap with the men's national team. I traveled all the way north to Joring, a small town of 25,000 that is home to the Fortuna Joring, a women's-only football club. This was where Nadim played before her career took off internationally. The team is now at the top of the Danish league. In 2017, it opened Denmark's first elite football academy for girls. The idea is to foster a new generation of young female players. For the club's president, Jette Andersen, this is necessary to create change.
In our club, it's 100% the girls, and I think it makes a big difference. We don't have to compete with the boys' side. I think in the old days, it was really a big fight, especially the founder of our club had been fighting against the Danish Federation for many, many years for the girls. We have reached a lot, but it's still not like equal rights, I think, in Denmark for girls and boys. I think the possibility for the girls should be much better. Still, some of the best players in Denmark have to have a job, go to school and play football, play national team. If we would be better in Denmark, we need to have a better day for the best girls.
Nadim agrees. I followed her as she met with a 10-year-old girl, Helene Campbell, who dreams of becoming a footballer.
We got a way better contract right now, but I think that's the first step, the first milestone for the coming generation to come closer to the gap there is between men's and women's game.
Irene Caselli, DW, Aris.